One man who's doing very well despite dropping out of school in Birmingham is Jamie Dunn, the entrepreneur, started his first business when he was just 12, and he's only 20 now. Jamie, good morning. You make me sick.
Good morning. You're right.
Tell us about your first business venture at school then. What was that?
Well, I kind of just woke up one morning and I packed my bag full of kind of CDs and DVDs. Mm. So I went to school with all my mum and dad's, like UB40 and Rod Stewart. I didn't have a clue what it was, but I thought my teachers might know. So I went to school, started flogging those, and then developed that into a car boot and market stall.
And so, and I believe that it really wasn't that long until you were actually making money at this.
No, like in the space of kind of 3 years, I had 5 stalls and I was making about £500 a week profit. So actually, the academic side for me kind of took a slant and I was focusing more on actually making money.
How did your mum and dad feel about you just flogging their stuff?
That's how it started. And they kind of give me a bit of a clip round the ear when I got home. But then they kind of encouraged my talent a little bit and said, actually, you've got something in this. You should really look at it and going forward. So they actually kind of helped me set up the stalls. And they were the ones over the next couple of years that really kind of ran the stalls for me. So
when you came to them and said, you know what, I'm thinking of just dropping out of school and doing this full time, were they as supportive then?
Well, that was kind of a different story, especially because my two brothers had kind of gone through the academic route and left and joined the forces and stuff. So for me to kind of come home and say I wanted to do something totally different was a bit of a shock. And school had always said that I academically had it, but I just didn't apply myself. So when I told them that I wanted to take a less focus on the academic side, it was a bit of a shock to begin with, but I think they began to trust my kind of judgment after a period of time.
Did you use the phrase, I want to focus less on the academic side? Or did you just say, you know what, this is making money. That isn't making me any money.
Well, I think I was like, because at that age, I was all about kind of the money and I was motivated by that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I also knew that I was learning so much more and meeting so many more people that in the space of kind of 2-3 years, I was developing, I was learning people, I was networking. So I had opportunities coming to me as opposed to following on from the academic route and going to college.
You were saying that back then, that it was the money that motivated you. What motivates you now?
Well, I think for me, over the past couple of years and kind of growing up a little bit and seeing the world and being able to do some of the things that I've done, I'm more inspired by getting other people to actually see where they can actually take their journey. Because I think for me, growing up, it was always difficult and it was always get your academics, get your A-levels, go to uni. Whereas now, because I've done something totally different, but actually I saw the world, I've worked all over and I've done some kind of good things and that I've enjoyed, I'm like, well, actually anybody can do that. I'm not special. I'm not talented. It's just the fact that I'm just kind of a bit more hardworking.
Have you got a typical day? Is it?
No, like kind of normally, this is probably the earliest that you'll see me up actually. normally I'll kind of roll into the office about 9:30, 10:00 and everyone's like, where have you been all morning? But everyone kind of knows my working routine is that if I turn up at 10 in the morning, I'll be working at 10 at night anyway. So I don't think I have a typical day. Kind of in the next 2 weeks, I'll be out kind of flying somewhere and doing some stuff abroad. I've been in Malaysia recently. So a typical day is just not my life.
So what is it you're doing now?
So one of the main things I'm focusing my time on is an investment fund in a city for young people called the A Fund. So over the next kind of 3 years, we'll be developing this into a big investment part that actually invests directly into young people and their ideas. And also a strand of that work we'll be working in hopefully within the next 3 years over the 30 secondary schools across the city about developing enterprise and those kind of transferable skills that actually, say for example, like today, a young person don't get the results that they wanted, they'll feel so disheartened about it. And a lot of my mates are going through the same process, but actually it's kind of showing you can do something, you have got some transferable skills, and giving them an opportunity to kind of let that side out.
Where's the money coming from?
Well, it's being backed by a group of organisations called the Accord Group. So actually they're kind of really spearheading this and really kind of pushing this forward as a kind of big initiative for the city, and kind of racking up loads of support all across the city, which is really good.
And you're being recognised for, what's this prestigious international award?
Well, that was quite scary. I got an email and they said that I'd been shortlisted for top 20 young people in the world. And I thought it was kind of a bit of a joke. And so I Googled it and I checked it out. And I found that the rewards had been running for about 100 years or something. And John F. Kennedy had once won it. And Elvis Presley. So actually, when I told my mum and my dad, they was kind of like, well done, son.
Yeah. Of course, they can't listen to any Elvis Presley CDs anymore because you flogged them all.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And so I was kind of, yeah. So I'm up for that award. And I'll find out in the next kind of 2 weeks if I've kind of been...
Let us know if you get in for that.
Yeah, I definitely will do.
And I mean, you mentioned it yourself, there's going to be people who maybe didn't get the grades they were looking for today. Yeah. I mean, what would you say to them?
I think I've got kind of three tips that I share with people when I do speaking engagements. I say, actually, the first